program. Today we're here with a little strength for today, and we hope we're going to bring a little hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned for our program. Giants of the Lord that walked the face of this earth a couple of thousand years ago was Paul the Apostle. God had given him a lot of instructions and things concerning what was happening. And he said in 2 Corinthians 12:7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Nobody wants one of these thorns in the flesh. Now, we don't know for sure what that is. We can only speculate. But it was something that really was a problem from day to day for Paul the Apostle. Well, he sought the Lord three times. The Lord would take that away. And in 2 Corinthians 12:9, he got an answer from the Lord. Paul wrote in verse 9, "He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore," Paul said, "will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon thee. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." The Lord said to Paul the Apostle, "My grace is sufficient for thee," and His grace is also sufficient for us.
If I must be poor to know thy riches, dear Lord, take everything. If I must be blind to see the light, let my eyesight let be. If I must suffer in anguish to show men thy great consolation, if it takes all of this, let thy grace be sufficient for me. Thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. And whatever may come, let thy will be done. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. If friends must despise me for wearing thy name, let me faithful be. If I must lay aside my dreams to follow thee, let me not go astray. If my cross seems too heavy, please let me see more of thy glory. If it takes all of this, let thy grace be sufficient for me. Let thy grace be sufficient. Let thy grace be sufficient for me. whatever may come, let thy will be done, let thy grace be sufficient for me. If I must live and die a lonely life, just to know thee more fully, if I must lose my life and all I have, just to find rest in thee, let me realize my treasure lies in showing the world more of Jesus. It may take all of this, but thy grace is sufficient for me. Yes, thy grace is sufficient for me. Wondrous grace, all sufficient for me. And whatever